Welcome to the Bob Bloom Show with your host, Bob Bloom, a production of South LaSalle. Welcome to episode 21 of the Bob Bloom Show, the sponsored PHP serverless efforts that I want to do. Today is Saturday, June the 1st, 2024. The Bob Bloom Show is my monthly commentary podcast devoted to PHP, published on the 1st of the month. My main focus is pairing PHP with serverless platforms. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at bobbloomshow.com, episode 21. You can listen to this podcast on my website, via RSS, on Spotify, on YouTube, and on YouTube Music. My other podcast show is PHP Serverless News, where I profile PHP serverless vendors and projects, as well as keep an eye on general serverless industry, published on the 15th of the month. This was to be my fifth episode of my ongoing journey into PHP application servers. I did not realize there was a connection between serverless and the app servers until I saw things like the explicit documentation in the Roadrunner documentation about using it with Lambda. Given that I have succeeded in manifesting my overt hostility to the server aspect of PHP for a long time, I have catching up to do. I decided to track my journey in this podcast. At the beginning, I assumed it would be just a matter of going through technical topics in sequence. Start with a bit of history, then delve deeper and deeper into the technicals. I expected this to be a finite journey, ending at a definite technical destination. How wrong I was. It really has turned out to be a journey. I have no idea where I'm going to end up. I have no idea what rabbit holes I will be going down. It still shocks me that it got me into another programming language. What I planned on doing for this episode was to take a good look at the FrankenPHP application server. FrankenPHP's logo is a PHP elephant with a Frankenstein-style stitch on its forehead. The same stitch is in the letter A of FrankenPHP. Frankenstein is a book by Mary Shelley, written in 1818. When Victor Frankenstein animates his first creature, the creature's appearance is so horrifying that he abandons it. This cannot possibly be the association its authors were thinking of. My guess is that the reference to Frankenstein is about putting something together from the parts of other things. Regardless of the reference, this was my starting point. I created a new podcast show to profile PHP serverless vendors and projects. I should do my FrankenPHP profile on that show, PHP Serverless News. But I will probably not get to the linkage between serverless and FrankenPHP, and I have way too much commentary. However, this research did not happen. Nor did I work on figuring out how to produce the slew of freely available PHP runtimes for Lambda that I want to publish. And that is because I have been wrapping up my private YouTube video to potential sponsors of my PHP serverless stuff. It's been going well recently after a very long slog, but I have not been able to get over the final hump with my draft. This is one of those times when it seems like wrapping it up is just one little final edit away, but it never seems to get there. I thought, what do I need to do to get over this final hump? I knew what my own answer was, but I did not like it. I estimated that the video would clock in at 40 minutes. I knew that I should chop 30 minutes off, maybe do two private videos. You know, if someone's interested in sponsoring, they could then watch the longer video. I probably should not say this, but my own reaction to the notion that potential sponsors would watch another longer video was to laugh at myself. I literally told myself, who am I kidding? I had already decided to skip my Bob Bloom Show's June episode to release the time to get this private video done. I had not done the work for this episode anyways, because I was lavishing time on that video's draft, and I still had the video production to do. And then it hit me. Why not do something that I was not contemplating doing at all? Why not talk about my sponsored PHP serverless efforts on my podcast? Extract that half hour or so from my videos draft, do it in a podcast. Now, what I really liked about this idea was having a podcast episode to refer to later on. For example, when I launched my Lambda Runtime website, you know, anyone in the community, in our PHP community, wants a bit of background about the site, well, I can reference this episode. Not to mention, I don't have to produce a long video. I had long thought that there was a certain point where I just wanted to keep some things about my sponsored PHP serverless efforts private. Yet this idea resonated so strongly with me, I decided to go for it right away. I'm on track to achieving a 3-day turnaround with this episode, writing up this draft, editing it, recording it, post-processing, and publishing. Considering the time that I know I've been lavishing on this video's draft, this is very astounding. A sign that maybe I'm on the right track. My focus here in this episode is what I want to do with my sponsorship. The actual sponsorship I will talk about in my private video. I'm not doing this episode to advertise sponsorship. My attitude with sponsorship is still what it was. Word of mouth, not mounting some kind of marketing campaign here. This episode is about the things I want to do with sponsorship as background for anyone in our community who is interested in hearing about the background. These are the sponsored PHP serverless efforts that I want to do. My PHP serverless commentary podcast, the one you're listening to, my PHP serverless news podcast show, which I am actively publishing on the 15th of the month, my interviews podcast where I interview people involved with PHP serverless. Now this show is pending sponsorship. A freely available detailed guide for cooking up your own custom PHP runtimes for Lambda. Freely available going concern third-party PHP runtimes for Lambda. Assorted free and open source software for Lambda and to do for other PHP serverless platforms what we do for Lambda. I am also very hot for the idea of doing an annual PHP serverless symposium here in the Toronto area. This will require its own separate sponsorship. I am hoping my sponsors will want in on this symposium. I'm sure they will. At the minimum, my sponsors have to be okay with my spending time on this. My stupid wild-ass guess of how much money our community pays for Lambda and its directly associated Amazon services per year is between $5 and $50 million. Amazon's 2023 10-K, says that AWS's net sales in 2023 was $91 billion. Net sales went up $10 billion from the year before. Operating income only went up $1.8 billion. I mean, margins are supposed to be very high in the cloud. How is it that the extra $10 billion cost them $8 billion? I digress, but I did talk about this in a PHP serverless episode, so it's striking a chord with me. Now, just for the sake of getting a bird's eye reference point, AWS makes $90 billion. My guess, just throwing a number out there, is that Lambda makes $1 billion of the $90 billion. And PHP, let's, for argument's sake, say it's $50 million of that billion. My guess is that in this scenario, the total amount of money our community spends on serverless is $55 billion. I don't know. 95% of our community serverless spend goes to Lambda. If I ever come upon hard numbers, I will report it in a PHP serverless news podcast, although I doubt that I will ever see that kind of granular, segmented information. This is my bird's eye view of the aggregate PHP serverless market. All our money goes to Lambda, and scraps go to everybody else. I assume that number two is Azure, number three is Google, and number four is everybody else. I think that no matter how you cut it, our community is laser-focused on Lambda, which is why it can come as a surprise to hear me talk all about the work that I want to do about pairing PHP with Lambda. You would think that as a community, we have Lambda covered. I applied for AWS open source credits earlier this year. I got a very thoughtful reply that included a question about the Bref project. Bref is very comprehensive. Bref's been around since 2017, give or take. Bref is the only free and open source software project devoting to using PHP with Lambda. Considering that PHP is not a Lambda native language, Bref is especially critical to our community. The question is a natural one to ask. Why my project? I have one word for you. One word for you. Bootstrap. The Lambda Bootstrap file, and I want you to bear with me here. PHP Serverless Beyond Lambda is a wide open vista. You would think that, in my bird's eye scenario, that PHP Serverless Beyond Lambda just does not matter. I think it matters. I think it matters a lot. Because things change. Serverless is evolving. PHP Serverless is evolving. And some of that innovation is coming right from our own community. It is worth keeping an eye on. Don't want to be stuck on 2022 or the world in 2023, even the world in 2024. Things are changing. There's no coverage. No one is keeping an eye out on PHP Serverless. Well, there is, me, but I don't promote it yet. I have not one, not two, but three podcast shows devoted to PHP Serverless, two of which are active. Lambda's Bootstrap file, the evolving wider PHP Serverless Vista. These are the premises of the sponsored PHP Serverless stuff I want to do. I want to talk about my freely available going concern third party PHP runtimes for Lambda first. PHP is not a Lambda native language, so AWS does not provide PHP runtimes for Lambda. Yet to use PHP with Lambda, you need a PHP runtime. So if AWS does not provide runtimes for Lambda, how can we use PHP with Lambda? The answer is that AWS provides a facility to accommodate custom runtimes. AWS announced an upgrade to this accommodation at reInvent 2018, releasing Lambda's runtime API and Lambda layers. PHP devs either cooked up their own PHP runtime for Lambda themselves and uploaded it as a Lambda layer, or they used a third party's PHP runtime for Lambda and used that ARN. There are only two places that are maintaining third-party PHP runtimes for Lambda: Laravel's Vapor and the Bref project. Vapor is a commercial service. Those runtimes are not freely available. Bref is the only freely available third-party PHP runtimes for Lambda and that are maintained, which is very important. Bref provides a turnkey solution for using PHP with Lambda, of which its runtimes are a vital part. Bref is a critical FOSS project for our community, and I talked about Bref's version 2 release in my second PHP Serverless News episode. Cooking up custom runtimes is an important skill for PHP devs to have. I want to help PHP devs learn this skill. My offering freely available going concern PHP runtimes for Lambda promotes this education. Now, the first place you're going to go to get acquainted with using PHP with Lambda is the Lambda console, but there are no PHP runtimes available anywhere that work as is in the Lambda console. I will provide these runtimes as a bare bone runtime with which to do Hello World type of PHP Lambdas in the console. These runtimes are not designed for production. The reason why Bref's runtimes do not work as is in the Lambda console is because Bref's software must be composer required in the handler file. This is how Bref's runtimes work. This is how they are designed. It's not a deficiency in any way whatsoever. It's not an error. It's not an issue. It the fact that they don't work in the console as is was mentioned in their GitHub repo in issue number 1299, dated October 2022, when they were talking about what they would want to do for version 2. Point number 4 was allow newcomers to test pref in the AWS console without installing it. The long discussion makes for interesting reading. The issue is not pursued. I will tie my runtimes, these runtimes, with my detailed guide, which I will explain after. I have to provide instructions on how to use these runtimes, and the place where I will do so is in my detailed guide. The source code that I use to produce these runtimes will be in a repository for PHP devs to use. My theory is that learning from the code that produces the actual runtimes will accelerate learning. The next step after getting acquainted in the Lambda console is doing Hello World PHP Lambdas locally. I want to do plain vanilla runtimes for this use case. The big difference between this runtime and the console runtime is that this runtime can be used for production. Although, if that's what you wanted to do, because you really should cook up your own PHP runtimes, but yes, this is real. These are real runtimes. As well, these runtimes are specifically not for HTTP invocation. The intention is to invoke via an AWS PHP SDK command or an internal invocation. By the way, right now, I am just talking about non-containerized Lambdas, what I dub Lambda Classic. Lambda started as a compute service in 2014. Container support was announced at reInvent 2020. I personally think of it as there being two types of Lambda, classic and containerized. Actually, think of it like Coke Classic and the new Coke. I know that containers is the main thing these days, but Lambda Classic as a simple compute service is a very important thing to know, even if you avail yourself to it occasionally. A problem with developing PHP Lambdas locally is how to deploy it. There is no server, there's nothing to SSH into, there's no Git pull. I have to do something so that PHP devs can deploy to Lambda. Otherwise, your local PHP Lambda is going to truly be serverless. I want to do two specific things for deploying. One is a little repository that uses the AWS PHP SDK to deploy directly to Lambda under the assumption that there are no static assets, no database, no other accoutrements. Just throwing PHP code up there for Lambda to execute when invoked and not using CloudFormation. To help PHP devs get a feel for CloudFormation, I want to do a plain PHP plugin for the serverless framework. The serverless framework is a very popular third-party free and open-source software to deploy using CloudFormation. Does not handle PHP natively, but it does have a plugin system with which to accommodate PHP. I call these small-scale FOSS repos assorted software. Little repos doing utilitarian things. It's the kind of thing that you might assume that someone somewhere has done. Somewhere that maybe someone somewhere has. And I have seen one-off stuff over the years, but they get stale fast. It's important to maintain them. My sponsors and I, we are that someone. Just like with my console runtimes, I will tie these runtimes in with my detailed guide. And for each runtime, I will do an x86 and an ARM version. I will also have multiple bootstrap and handler files for each runtime. I will have a Hello World handler file. I will have a handler file with PHP info and with environment and variables displayed. I will have other handler file variants as well. There is an issue. What to do about PHP software that intermediates between Lambda and other Amazon services? I really don't know what to do about this. I want to know my sponsor's opinion about this. I have a Basecamp project set up for us and will describe this issue there for my sponsors to chime in. I will do these runtimes first, along with their detailed guide sections. My base scripts are done for these runtimes. The challenge right now for me is figuring out the production. Like when PHP has a security release, I just want to press a button and have all the new runtimes built that updates the website in one fell swoop. So far, I am doing the runtimes on EC2. I am storing the runtimes, Amazon resource numbers on S3. The website, lambda.phpserverlessproject.com, resides on a DigitalOcean droplet. The website will grab the file from S3 and use it to populate the local database. My custom PHP runtimes for Lambda, they're real files. They're zip files, actually. PHP devs do not download these zips. You reference the runtime ARN, the Amazon resource number, in your PHP Lambdas. You do not download the runtimes to use them. You reference the ARNs. The purpose of my runtime website is to get those ARNs. I have a fresh AWS account strictly for these runtimes. I have applied for AWS open source credits and was granted a nominal amount to get me started. Yes, you can use a Lambda layer that resides in someone else's AWS account. As well, there are no storage fees for Lambda layers, and perhaps the best part, there are no egress fees for Lambda layers. But there's a catch, of sorts. The Lambda layer must belong to the same region as the Lambda. You cannot mix and match regions. Consequently, I have to publish the runtimes for about 20 Amazon regions. I will have a lot of runtime zip files for each set of use cases. For example, for my console runtime, I will have an x86 version and an ARM version, and for each of these versions, I will have two types of bootstrap files, about four base runtimes then for console use. Each of these four runtimes will be built for about 20 individual AWS regions. So for this one use case, I'm going to have 80 individual runtime zips and ARNs. For the other one, I might have 160 or more zip files and ARNs. So I want to be extra careful how I do the build. Anyways, I do have my base scripts that build the runtimes. I just don't have that production sequence figured out yet. And once I get it all figured out, then I will do non-containerized runtimes for PHP Lambdas invoked via HTTP. And then I will get to containers. There's a lot of work ahead for Lambda and for me, a lot of learning ahead too. I want to do for other PHP serverless vendors what we are doing for Lambda. Each vendor is different, so we'll likely end up doing different things for different vendors. I will let my sponsors know what I have in mind via Basecamp before I do anything. First on my list is DigitalOcean Functions. I've not delved into DO functions. It's going to be new territory for me. I am hoping to do this at the same time as I do an interview with them, but I would not be surprised if the timing won't work out. By the way, I have recently talked about DigitalOcean on my PHP serverless news podcast, so I have taken sort of a look at it, but I haven't delved into the technicals. Something else that I am looking forward to doing is playing around with PHP runtimes and sharing what I come up with our community. So far, nobody that I've seen is doing that. For example, I am going to play around with compiling PHP source code into executable binaries and see how I would get that onto Lambda, just to satisfy a curiosity and to talk about it on my podcast. There's also a potential that those binaries would work on other platforms, but that's another subject. If I'm going to mess around, why not get it on my runtime website with a huge caveat and large font? Maybe even get comments from our community. Another example, at some point, I will be playing around with PHP application servers on Lambda. Now, if something bears fruit, and I'm pretty sure it will, I want to publish it. If it does not work, I'm still thinking of publishing it or doing a blog post or something explaining what happened. I would be the only one, to my knowledge, experimenting with PHP runtimes, sharing it with our community. I want to talk about my detailed guide to cooking up custom PHP runtimes for Lambda. PHP developers can't control how the handler file is called. The reason why PHP devs can control how the handler file is called is because the bootstrap file is coded by the user, and the bootstrap file can be coded in PHP. The bootstrap file is coded by the user and can be coded in PHP. Therefore, PHP devs have an enormous opportunity to customize their PHP Lambda. I want to explain this in detail in my detailed guide to cooking up custom PHP runtimes for Lambda. The most actionable thing for PHP devs is source code. So I want to do as much source code as I possibly can. I want to accompany these repos with videos, brief videos, maybe a few minutes each, talking about one thing. I will probably have a longer overview video for each repo in lieu of an introductory blog post or doc site or an extended README. But you know, when needed, I can do an adjunct blog post on my PHP Serverless project website. A PHP Runtime Lambda is comprised of the bootstrap file and the compiled PHP. The bootstrap file is literally a file with the name bootstrap. There's no file extension. The bootstrap file is mandated by the Lambda system. It must be in the Lambda runtime. The bootstrap file calls the handler file. The handler file is where your Lambda code is. Because you code the bootstrap file, and you can do it in PHP, you can call your handler file as a function, or as an instantiated class, or really whatever suits your fancy. It is this control that opens up enormous opportunities for PHP devs. There are other opportunities customizing the bootstrap file as well. PHP is not a Lambda-native language. This means that AWS does not maintain PHP runtimes docs, nor PHP software to intermediate Lambda interactions with other Amazon services. Even so, AWS has made a unique effort to court PHP devs to use Lambda, an effort that I have not seen with other non-native languages. At the same time as AWS announced Lambda layers and the Runtime API at reInvent 2018, AWS published AWS Lambda Custom Runtime for PHP, a practical example, on its AWS Partner Network blog. This blog post includes a version of the bootstrap file that is used just about everywhere. An example of a PHP bootstrap file exists that I have seen. The standout feature of this bootstrap file is that it is coded in PHP. It's no secret that we can code the bootstrap file in PHP. What has been missing is someone in our community providing detailed guide about it and maintaining it, about cooking up our own runtimes. Not just regurgitating that very important 2018 blog post, but diving deep. Detailing different bootstrap files and accompanying handler files, doing source code videos, tying it into real runtimes, keeping up with changes. As well, there's no one in our community who is doing ongoing work with the PHP runtimes and sharing concoctions with our community. I really don't want to say this, but I did try it because it seemed logical, like showing what happens if you put the Hello World echo statement directly in the bootstrap file instead of the handler, what happens? I want to talk about my podcast now. My podcasting is fundamental to my taking a bold step into the wide open PHP serverless vista. The podcast that you are listening to, my PHP serverless commentary show, is called The Bob Bloom Show. I publish it at the top of the month. This podcast obviously is actively produced. This is my 21st episode of this current run. You can listen to archive podcasts by website at bobbloomshow.com. Scroll down to the footer. My news and profiles show, called PHP Serverless News, it's to profile PHP serverless vendors and projects and to keep tabs on the general industry. Published on the 15th of the month, my plan is to do briefer episodes every other week, perhaps even weekly. Perhaps for weekly, maybe do a very brief 5-minute news show and do longer episodes for profiling platforms and projects. This podcast is actively produced. I have 7 podcasts for you to listen to. The website is at phpserverlessnews.com. My Bob Bloom Interviews podcast is where I interview people involved with PHP Serverless. This podcast is not actively produced. I have done only introductory episodes, which I do not like them. Interviews are pending sponsorship. My plan is to do one interview session per month, then edit the session into multiple episodes and publishing those episodes on successive Thursdays. My interviews will be long form. That's a polite way of saying I will ask open-ended questions and then shut up. I have a very nasty habit of interviewing myself, so I need to ask fast and listen slow. I will send my questions to my guests ahead of time so that I know what I can ask and what's off limits, and so that my guests can be prepared. I'm not going to spring surprises on my guests. I'm not going to put them on the spot. I'm not going to make them feel defensive. If guests are declining on substantive questions, well, that's why we're doing the interview. Then I can change my mind about doing that interview before I do the interview, because they'll tell me the questions are off limits. I need substantive conversations about real things, or PHP devs are not going to tune in. I really don't think this is going to be a problem. When it is time to go for my first interview, I know what company I'm going to ask first. All my podcast shows are on Spotify and YouTube Music. Apple Podcasts, I don't know why, they had trouble with my RSS feed URL, the same one that the others use and I have no problem with. They say it's my fault. I don't know what the problem is. I just delisted from Apple. I'm only listed where I'm listed for the convenience of my listeners, not to make a zillion dollars. These are the first and only shows devoted to PHP serverless in our community. A very brief look into how I got into this PHP serverless stuff in the first place. My interest in serverless literally happened overnight. I decided to wind down my client work because, to be frank about it, I'm losing patience. I'm continuing with a nominal amount of time per month supporting an amazing client, a gem among gems. But serverless is totally irrelevant to what we do, so this is totally separate. I've done PHP Passion podcasts on and off, but mostly off since my Joomla days in 2010. I did commentary, interviews, roundtables. I did all sorts of stuff, all under one show, which you can't do that now. So that's why I split my shows up. I'd still love to do one show. Well, I want to start my passion podcasting, but for the first time, garner some podcast sponsorship. Now, before I can consider sponsorship, I need to worry about keeping to a regular schedule, because I'm bad at keeping a regular schedule. It's a passion podcast. I do a run of episodes, then I take a hiatus, and then I do a run of episodes, and take a hiatus. This is not going to work for sponsorship, to keep to a regular schedule. That's actually my biggest worry. So I decided it would be a good idea to create my own custom podcasting platform to help me keep to a regular schedule, to help me self-host my podcasts. I already have my free and open source LaSalle software that I have that I can build upon, which is based on the Laravel framework, and I use Laravel's commercial Nova admin package for my CRUD backend. It took me about a month to get my CRUD admin up. The biggest pain was accommodating the RSS feed file generation, which really dominated my database. So after that was said, I did a lot of tweaks. There were a bunch of post-production processes that did not fit into my CRUD admin. I was looking at how to do these post-production processes in their own environments, but to launch them from my CRUD admin. Now, I literally did not give a shit about serverless. What I knew I gleaned from my interest in Vapor. I remember that Vapor could deploy automatically or something like that, so I looked into Vapor. Now from Vapor, I went to Lambda, and eventually I go from Lambda to Bref, and I would go to Bref by way of part 4 of the Amazon Web Services Compute blog posts about the serverless LAMP stack. Bref was not smooth sailing for me. But I finally got that Hello World PHP Lambda to work. Now, I did not grasp Lambda. That it did not work out of the box with PHP was unfathomable to me. You know what I thought Lambda was? I thought it was a beefed up light sail, specifically for developers. Lambda was just a deep bundling of associated EC2 services so that developers could run their own AWS managed servers, that's what I thought. That tells you how lost I was. Suffice to say, I had a tough time clicking into what Lambda was and how it worked. And this business of runtimes was entirely lost on me, and eventually got a Hello World PHP Lambda to work using Bref. Seeing it work in front of my own eyes, I saw the attraction of serverless. I also decided that PHP serverless was rife with potential as a subject for podcasts. I was also scratching my head wondering how it was that despite many searches, I could not find a sample repo that had Hello World figured out and ready to clone for Bref. To get mine working, I had my own little repo set up. I copied every step I took because I wanted to recreate success if I ever got there. Sure did not look like a lot when I got it to work. Is this the first sample Hello World Bref repo ever published? I'm not that guy who publishes things that the world has never done. But I thought, just in case, I would do it under the auspices of a project. And if I ran into other stuff, I would then have a project with which to publish it. And so my PHP serverless project was born. Oh, I was too raw with Lambda for real podcasting post-production stuff. So I wrote my post-production stuff in my tried and true admin. I created a non-Nova admin homepage. So I kind of had have two admins in my back end. I finished my podcasting platform, got my podcasting websites done. I got my podcast listed on Apple and Spotify. By the way, I use Afonic to put together the final production audio file. My artwork and audio are on Cloudflare's R2. I generate my own feed file. I have my own post-production sequence to help me create the final audio files and generate the feed files and uploads. And what's amazing is that really works. Once I got into Lambda and into PHP serverless in general, it was such an interesting area that I decided to devote my podcast to it. What is ironic to me is that what got me into servers was serverless. I was not interested at all in servers prior. You know, I learned what I had to know along the way, but I don't really like it. I took the server stuff for granted, including the server aspects of PHP, which is sort of what I think of, but not completely the SAPIs. I got into PHP in 2003. The LAMP stack was coming on, shared hosting was the thing, and PHP was a huge language for doing websites. I'd never ever compiled PHP from source until I got into serverless. I never looked at PHP's GitHub source repo, but to do the runtimes, I got into all that stuff. For those times when I want to reference some background to my PHP serverless efforts, I now have this podcast episode to link to. For potential sponsors, this episode is a bit of a public statement of what I'm up to. I think that's a good thing. I'm not doing this episode to solicit sponsorship if it's something you want to ask me about. And I am capping my sponsorship. Then email me or go to my website's contact page. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening to this 21st episode of my Bob Bloom Show, the sponsored PHP serverless efforts that I want to do. The next podcast episode is scheduled for July 1st, 2024. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.